We are back at Oakland Junction, day two of the Nutrient Standard Bread sales in full swing. I've caught up with a familiar face. We're at the Easter sales for RSN927 at Warwick Farm recently, and Simon Vivian was conducting the legend of the game there, conducting his final day in the auction box there, and he's at the Standard Bread sales today. Hello, Simon.
Gareth, good morning. How are you?
We can't keep you away.
No, we can't. No, quite right. No, look, it's great to be here.
The standard bred sales, obviously, they're a little bit different to the thoroughbred sales, but the same passion and love for these horses here from the vendors.
Look, it's great to see it. Obviously, the fact that that Nutrient are using the Oaklands complex was very important for me, and it's great to have so many people here. Look, it gives us a chance to expose this phenomenal environment, this great sales auditorium that we've got here. And I know that the vendors that have been here apparently have sat back and said what a fantastic job the Nutrient team have done. So it's just great to be here and just to be having a look around.
Yeah. So how many times a year would this complex be used?
Look, we don't use it. Obviously, it's used for our whatever standard sales that we do. So, obviously, the Melbourne Premier sale, then we have the Melbourne Gold Yearling sale, and also the Great Southern sale. Now, with online sales, we're not actually using the complex as much as we used to, which is a bit of a shame. But in addition to that, we do use it for other circumstances. We have conferences here. The vets come out here and do conferences. We've had dinners here for TBV and other people. We've had a range of different things. But my plan has always been, when we started to develop the complex and spent $10 million doing it up, the intention was to try and get as many people using it as we possibly can. And the two respective standard bred auction houses, Nutrient and APG, have both used this facility and used it to great results. So it's been great.
Yeah, I think everybody's enjoyed their time, especially people from New South Wales coming here for the first time, selling their standard breds under the Nutrient banner, just coming off Sydney the Easter sales. What a couple of days that was. Did it exceed your expectations?
Look, it's probably the best example I can give you, Gareth, is that just before the sale started, I went in and said to Jonathan Darcy, how many horses have you marked down to make $1 million here? He said, I think I've got 11 or 12. And I said, I might have overshot the mark here because I've got 18. It would end up being 22. So, you know, that's an expectation that we, you know, far exceeded our thoughts, our pre-sale thoughts. Clearance rate of 90% was unbelievable. Look, it was an incredible, probably the best collection of yearlings I think we've ever had the privilege of selling. There were times where the sale did get a bit tough, but I tell you what, the better horses was unbelievable.
And you sold the last Redoutes as well, so a chapter in your life ended, and same with the thoroughbred industry here, of course, with the final Redoutes going through the sales route.
Look, it was great because that actually created a great deal of theatre as well. We had Peter Moody buying it, Linda Huddy was the underbidder, and I didn't know that Moos was the outside bidder, but I could see Linda, and I kept begging with Linda. I think so. I reckon that Linda was sort of strong at about 550 or 600, and we got it to be about 725. And I think I knew then that we were in trouble, you know, thereafter. But it was, you know, that's what you want with these sort of horses, great theatre. So, you know, the last Redoutes filly, the last Redoutes choice to go through the sales ring. And look, he's just been quite unbelievable with winners in 30 odd countries. He's just been, look, we're very sad that we lose horses like that, but that's part of it. You know, we've got an evolution now of young horses coming through in our industry.
Great stuff, Simon. Great to see you here supporting a standard bred sale, and you might need to put your hand up now. You're in retirement and you can maybe purchase a standard bred and head to the trots from time to time.
Well, I love watching the trots. I do. I really enjoy it. And I love even, it's funny when you look at these standard bred horses, and you go, you try and identify the ones that are the most like thoroughbreds. I don't know whether it's going to make them run any faster, but that's where my eye is trained anyway.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, mate.
And well done. It's Simon Vivian, ladies and gentlemen, a legend of the game. And he's nearly finished up his time in Inglis after being there, or being in the bloodstock industry for more than four decades. So he's had a wonderful career and deserves all the accolades that have headed his way over the last couple of days, especially that last week in Sydney for those sales.